Mike, congratulations. Talk to me about this game tonight. Back and forth, and you guys won it in the overtime, double overtime.
Yeah. Even last game was back and forth a little bit. Obviously, they're going to make runs. Two great teams in Benilde and De La Salle. They're going to make runs at us. We've got to keep our composure, and that was the biggest thing.
Talk to me about this atmosphere in here and what's going through your mind now.
It's awesome. This is a great feeling. Never been done before in Grand Rapids history, so best feeling in the world right now. I love it.
You guys were coming. How good did you know how De La Salle was?
We played them earlier this season, and great defensive team. They sit down and play the best half-court defense I've seen, so it was a great challenge, but we were confident, and it turned out the right way. For us.
You're no strangers to overtime games. Three times this year you've went to overtime. How much did that help?
Yeah, it helped a lot. Experience and with keeping our composure again, that was a big thing. So.
Is it tough sitting on the bench at the end?
Yeah, a little bit. But I trusted my teammates and they got it done.
What's it going to take to win the championship?
Same thing we've been doing. Just be quietly confident a little bit and just know that we can do it.
What's going through your mind right now?
I don't even know. It's the greatest feeling in the world right now. Can't explain it.
What is it from a community perspective mean to Grand Rapids? I mean, you guys are primarily known as a hockey town.
Right.
And so what does it mean to finally get there on the hoop side?
It's a big step for Grand Rapids basketball, and we definitely got some respect now, I think.